quite a dramatic statement. I mean, do you think it was the right decision to allow Islamic State fighters to leave Raqqa?
Of course, it wasn't the correct decision or a right decision, but I think it might also have been a deliberate American-led decision. This isn't the first time we hear stories of such an essence. The head of the Joint Chief of Staff in the Russian military recently made statements in the same direction, saying that Americans were actually training or assisting, providing forms of assistance to ISIS. And I think that you have to put this within the framework of the aftermath of ISIS. We all know that ISIS is losing ground. It's basically on the verge of defeat in Syria, already defeated in Iraq. So the fact that it's on the verge of defeat in Syria, I think that what the Trump administration might be doing is preparing for the post-ISIS phase. What I mean to say is putting together maybe a new group, not ISIS, but a new group which includes former ISIS fighters, to take on the Syrian army and its allies, first and foremost Iran, because the Trump administration and also Trump's close ally, Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu, they have spoken of the necessity to counter Iranian presence inside Syria. So I think that this latest piece of news is very closely linked to that Trump strategy and to the Israeli strategy of escalating against Iran in Syria, also against Hezbollah and what they call the Shia axis in Syria.